Yeah, no. A week later, nice to turn the tables here.
Oh, for sure. We felt, you know, last game at 3-2 and handed in a 6-on-4 and just, you know, a tough ending. So we felt that we could beat them. And, you know, I think we started great. A few bad bounces our way, and all of a sudden it's 4-2. And, you know, it would have been easy for the players to come out. It's in Tampa, the powerhouse team, and, you know, it's 4-2. Nope, it was the opposite. It was a great rallying between the second and third, and the one thing that we wanted 60 minutes of compete regardless of the score, and that's how we played. I thought our second period we had a lot of chances, but we weren't shooting as much, and all of a sudden the third period we just decided to, with the same chances, to start shooting, and funny things happen when you shoot.
Or go to the net and
yes,
crash the net.
Absolutely.
Was that a turning point 50 seconds into the third?
Well, you know, I really love that line. I think at first, I'll be honest, and it was thinking, okay, you put two rookies together, two young guys, and Stoner, you know, has to carry like two young guys. But the reality is those guys are so good and so hardworking, and they pay the price. And so they bring you so much energy that, you know, I wanted to try it right away, and it worked, and it's a terrific line. It brings us a lot of grit, a lot of drive, and so yeah, they gave us the momentum. I think tonight, though, you know, Bobby Ryan was outstanding. Like, Eddie's been really good for a while now, and tonight I just thought he was, from the beginning to the end, he was our best player, and it's definitely used his body, got that driving goal to the net at the beginning. So we had a lot of guys that played really well tonight, and a lot of resiliency, and a great third period. And we knew that we wanted to get better third periods. And just the fact to get one guy back all of a sudden, it makes a gigantic difference, because it just gives you that depth that we've been missing for a few weeks now. And so, yeah, it looked like what we were looking like at the beginning of the year.
In the vein of good guys having good games, would Cody Ceci's game apply?
Oh yeah. Cody played a terrific game tonight. I thought he was everywhere tonight. He was a man. I think he separated the opponent from the puck with, you know, assertiveness, and he got us that second goal there. I thought it was a great stepping on the opponent. His gap was terrific. He was good with the puck. Like, yeah, I thought he was our leader back there for sure. Absolutely.
Does the way this game is played and unfold change your way of thinking going into tomorrow night's game as far as lineup and goaltending?
You're way ahead of me.
Can't
right now, I'm
rest on your laurels here,
one,
Coach.
No.
Time's up.
We got almost 2 hours of celebrating.
Okay.
It's always celebrate till midnight.
All right, fair
midnight.
Enough.
Midnight, you can call me and we can go for a coffee and I'll tell you.
Okay, a coffee. All right, thanks, Coach.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thank you. Thanks.